Oasis Audio presents Murder Freshly Baked by Vanetta Chapman. Read for you by Renee Ertel. Chapter 1. The Village, Middlebury, Indiana, May. Amber Bowman was looking directly at Ryan Duval when he died. Pam was standing to her right, wearing a skirt made of bright pink and purple fabric, a purple blouse, and a pink scarf. Hannah and Jesse were on her left, both in their customary Amish clothing, Hannah wearing what looked like a new peach-colored apron over a darker peach-colored dress and a white cap. Jesse wore his dark blue pants, suspenders, and a lighter blue button-down cotton shirt. In that moment, the image of her three closest friends froze in Amber's mind. Her husband, Tate, had stepped away to take photos of the crowd as they moved through the parking lot, but now he was positioned in front of her, closer to the finish line. He was taking pictures to update the website events page of the Amish Village, the facility where Amber, Pam, Hannah, and Jesse worked. In fact, most of Amber's employees were standing outside on what had begun as a fine May morning, sunny and a pleasant 59 degrees, according to Amber's smartphone. The dogwood trees had finally begun to sport their blooms of yellow flowers surrounded by white petals. The spring flowers her grounds crew had planted nodded merrily in the sunshine. The smell of freshly baked cinnamon rolls caused Amber's stomach to give a nice strong rumble. It seemed the entire town of Middlebury had turned out en masse to cheer on their friends and family who had chosen to participate in Race for a Cure. Participants and spectators alike wore small ribbons representing the type of cancer they'd battled.